It's time for our Tibbetts Talk and a busy spring on tap for the Tibbetts. Of course, last weekend was the big comedy fest. A lot of fun. A lot of folks there for that. Doing something a little different this weekend at the Tibbetts. It's April 1st, so why not something a little different on the comedy side of things? With the Tibbetts Classic Film Series presenting Criminal Farces. Matt Biacchini, who's kind of the archivist for the Tibbetts with all these classic movies and the classic film series. So Criminal Farces, what does a farce in your mind mean?
In my mind, it means a situation that just snowballs in absurdity and problems for either the entire cast or one character in particular. Like, no matter what he does, they just dig themselves deeper and deeper, and things continue to fall apart around them and cause them more problems, and, you know, just ends up making them look foolish sometimes, and then eventually at the end the chaos settles, and maybe the character's better off than he was. But
a couple of interesting movies here from the 90s. One, I hadn't heard of it. I guess I'd heard the name of it, but I didn't realize Sylvester Stallone was this one. It's called Oscar from 1991.
Yeah, that's one of growing up, this was one of my absolute favorite movies because it's got so many great actors in it. Tim Curry is in it. Marissa Tomei is in it. What's his name? One of the guys from Harry Shearer is in it. And the characters are all just so off the wall and hysterical, and it's directed by John Landis, who did, Blues Brothers and Animal House and American Werewolf in London, and I think it's just hysterical, and everybody, Stallone is at the top of his comedic game. I mean, he's funny in it, and Tim Curry is ridiculous in it. And it's about a gangster who makes a prohibition era gangster who makes a vow to his dying father that he'll go straight, and he doesn't even register with him that he has absolutely no idea how to do that.
Interesting. I wouldn't think of Sylvester Stallone and comedies together, but it sounds like it'll be a fun movie.
Yeah, it is. It really is, and it takes place in, if you've ever seen Clue, you know, the big house that. Mm-hmm. Clue is that this whole movie takes place in this gangster's like enormous mansion in Chicago. I think it's supposed to be Chicago or New York, and it just he's constantly having to run from one room to the other, kind of in a classic farcical form. It's really good.
Does he say yo all the time in it or no?
No, because it's they didn't talk like that back then, Kenneth. Come now.
All right, so Sylvester Stallone, that'll be fun. So that's Oscar. That's at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then Blame It on the Bellboy. You speak of all-star cast, there's some good ones in this one.
Yeah, Bronson Pinchot, Dudley Moore, Brian Brown, yeah. Patsy Kinsett. This one is, and it's, it didn't light the world on fire, and it definitely didn't reinvent the wheel, but it's just a good, humorous movie about three guys that are all on vacation in this same hotel in Italy, I believe it is, and Bronson Pinchot, who plays the bellboy, who does not speak English very well or at all, and he mixes up, their itineraries, and one of them's a hitman, one of them is a property manager, and the other one is just trying to, find love in the wrong places, if you get what I'm saying. And he accidentally gives them all the wrong itinerary, So you got a hitman going off to show real estate and property manager who gets hooked up with a lady of ill repute. And it just kind of all snowballs until it all culminates with everybody figuring out what's going on. I don't necessarily know if you can say things work out for the best, but things work out.
All right. That one begins at 6 o'clock, and again, it's just over an hour long, so you can still get out and have dinner. It should be a fun time for those two movies. Again, they're absolutely free by donation, and the concession stand will be open with a cash bar as well, the Ghost Light Bar there, sponsored by Dr. Matthew Christopher, DDS of Coldwater and Union City, the whole classic film series for that. And, in the Tibbetts Summer Theater has been noted for, obviously, its farces for years, so why not have some movie farces on the big screen as well, right?
That's kind of what I thought. And we're doing, I believe we're doing a farce this year with Lend Me a Tenor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that ought to be fun too. So, all right, Saturday, April 1st, beginning at 4 o'clock, Oscar, and then Blame It on the Bellboy at 6 o'clock. It's part of the classic film series, the criminal farces, on stage at the Tibbetts Opera House. Matt Biacchini with the Tibbetts on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.